Welcome back to Tri-States After the Buzzer, part of the Dubuque Area Sports Podcasting Network. As always, this is everybody's favorite coach, Coach Manaman, and this season of basketball coverage would not be possible if it was not for our great local sponsors, Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance, Extreme Strength and Sports Performance, Tricor Insurance Company, Kramer Pest Control, Bar Raising Fitness, Foley Distributing, and Advance Wellness Center. If you are not following us on social media, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, Dubuque Area Sports Podcast. You can find me on X at Coach Manaman. If you are a podcast person, like, subscribe, follow, leave us a five-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts can be heard. Now stick around as we hear from one of our great local sponsors, and then we welcome in our guest. Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor. Contact Nolan or a member of his crew at 563-258-5467 to request a quote. You can also find this highly reviewed agent on Facebook by searching Nolan Weber Insurance. Welcome back to the Dubuque Area Sports Podcast. As always, this is everybody's favorite coach, Coach Manaman, and you are in for a treat today, especially after the new year. We're all wanting to get into a little bit better shape. We're all wanting to turn that belly into some six-pack abs. I can't think of a better person to ring in the new year than owner of Bar Raising Fitness and proud sponsor of the Dubuque Area Sports Podcast, Brandon Hogan. Brandon, welcome to the podcast. Tell the listeners about yourself before we learn about all the great things going on at your facilities all across Dubuque County.
Yeah, thanks for having me. First off, just want to say big fan of your show. Love what you're doing, giving the local athletes a spotlight that they deserve. And yeah, like I said, just a big fan of your show and everything you're doing. So I appreciate you having me.
I appreciate you coming on. And, you know, I'm going to give it full force right back to you. I really appreciate the things that you are doing for athletes in the area. I know this wasn't an option when I played. It was our parents setting up opportunities in basements, garages, storage facilities, gyms, courtside. So what you're doing for the athletes has been outstanding. But tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your qualifications.
Yeah, so kind of start out, I grew up on a farm outside of Farley and pretty much played sports my whole life, baseball, football, track, went snowboarding all winter, and I was fortunate enough to get an opportunity to play college football at Iowa Western Community College, played there 1 year, then went on to play Division II ball out in Oklahoma, but unfortunately, my sophomore season got hurt over the winter workouts and kind of decided it was time to hang up the cleats and move on with my life. So made the decision to drop out and move back here to start working. Started working a few different jobs for a little over a year while also continuing to work out on my own. And then while I was working out, I had some friends and family kind of start joining me and started training them and really fell in love with training, and began to kind of educate myself more on sports performance and fitness training and got certified. And that's when the idea for Bar Raising Fitness came to be.
How many years ago did you think the dream of Bar Raising Fitness
could become a reality. And you touched upon it a little bit, but walk us through the process of how it came to where we're at today.
Yeah, oh man, let me tell you, it's been a crazy journey so far. And it all started, I guess, 5 years ago. I quit my full-time job and dove all into building Bar Raising Fitness without, I guess, any like real experience business-wise or even training-wise. And at that time, I was just renting a house in East Dubuque and had a one-car garage with that house. So decided to buy a ton of old equipment off of Facebook and turn that garage into a little gym. Created a website, went around town passing out my business cards to everyone around town, was messaging everyone in my contacts. And after all that, ended up getting a total of like three people who actually paid me to train in the garage. I guess needless to say, that wasn't really going to cut it or pay the bills. But was fortunate enough to come up or come with an opportunity to train at a small space in Farley. It was just like a little shed with some turf in it, and ran some adult group classes out there and trained a few more athletes one-on-one. And then also during that time, 5 years ago, there wasn't Anytime Fitness in Dyersville. And at that time, they allowed me to train some of their clients just under Bar Raising Fitness. So getting both those opportunities got me some clients, and try and get even more. I would go around those towns knocking on people's doors, giving them a flyer, talking about how I can help them with their training, talked about joining one of our groups, anything I really could to just spread the word around. And was fortunate to gain a few more clients. It wasn't easy. It was long days from traveling from East Dubuque to Dyersville at 4 a.m. to train one or two clients if they showed up, and then drive to Farley to train my little brother, then would go back home, wait till 4 p.m., travel back to Farley, then travel back to Dyersville and do it all over again. Kind of seems a little crazy, but I truly did love it and was so confident that it was all going to work out. I was going to make it work no matter how long it took. Fast forward from the time I started it in October to that same year in December, I was doing this every day. Then one day I got a phone call from my brother's friend's parent. And he told me that Eric Munson was moving EMB into the mall and was looking for someone to rent the back part of the facility to train athletes. And at that time, I still was no way financially ready to open a facility and hardly had any clients. But I knew this was an opportunity that may never come again. So I met with Eric and Shonda and went for it, I guess. Took out a couple loans, maxed out multiple credit cards to pay for the build out, pay for rent for about 6 months, and then, just we made it happen, and here we are today.
I love the story about, I mean, it's a true American dream. You started out handing out business cards, going through your contacts, talking to friends, talking to everybody. And wow, I didn't realize Bar Raising Fitness was such a big deal until you shared one of my posts and my followers on Instagram shot up. And then I saw that your business has over 10,000 followers, which was crazy thinking about how it's starting and hearing the story on how it started. But it just didn't stop there with your facility in the back of Eric Munson Baseball, Gold Standard Athletics. Now I believe they're E1 affiliated with Major League Baseball. Wow, what a great guy to get in business with. Tell the audience about all the locations. Feel free to go into specifics about what Bar Raising Fitness has to offer.
Yeah, so today we moved out of the mall last March into our own spot in Dubuque. And we also have a facility in Dyersville, and then opened up a facility in Cascade last year. So we have the three locations that offer sports performance and fitness training. That's one-on-one training, group training, teams. We have adult group programs. And then on top of all that, we also have online training programs that people all around the world utilize. We have athlete and fitness programs for people to do on their own. And then super pumped to announce that we're launching our own apparel line called Rise here soon. And then also launching our own resistance bands soon as well.
Here's a quick timeout from our action as we hear from one of our great sponsors, Jerry Albert from Exit Realty.
Jerry Albert with Exit Realty here. I just want all the listeners to know that I'm a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Enjoy watching them work hard and perform during the games. If there's anything any of the listeners ever need when it comes to real estate, residential or commercial, please give me a call. 319-541-3381, and I look forward to helping all the listeners out. Call the area athletes. Good luck.
What programming do you offer for the little ones who are just starting out? Talk about the high school players wanting to get better, college athletes, and I believe I even saw that you have some professional athletes coming through your facilities as well.
Yeah, so we tailor all of our programs specifically to each athlete, giving them the proper attention and coaching that they need to take their abilities to the next level. So what this means is each client we have receives personalized coaching and workouts geared specifically toward them based on their age, sport, abilities, their schedule, their goals. Our trainers and myself, we adjust the workouts frequently based on how the athlete is performing and what we believe they need to improve on. And we've been fortunate enough to be able to work with a wide range of athletes from youth to professional and truly take pride in providing an atmosphere where athletes can really get after it and prepare themselves to compete at the highest level possible.
You talked about how you make your workouts athlete specific. You tailor it toward the athlete. Our podcast so far has covered basketball, it's covered baseball, it's covered football. How do you tailor it to certain sports?
There's a lot of things that go into our programming, coaching styles. Like I said, it's all based on each athlete and who they are as a person, what they need to work on. So first, we always dive into figuring out all the details about the athlete, their age, sport, position, do they lift at school, are they in season, have they been injured. We run them through a bunch of assessments and then find out what their goals are. Then based on like all that information, we create a phased program that will help them reach and maintain their peak performance. And like I said, like our trainers, we build a program, but then we're always adjusting that program based on what we see that day, based on how the client's feeling that day. Are they sore in certain areas that we should work on? So it's truly an individualized experience for each client that we have. And I'd say we spend more time figuring out programming and all that than we do the actual training, all those behind the scenes things that the client doesn't see the trainer do at home. That's what we take real pride in, is our programming and our coaching style, making it individualized for each athlete. I love using resistant bands and med balls to create a more powerful athlete. And myself too, I'm big on plyometric training, really working on that acceleration and that quick burst that they need on the field.
For anybody that's considering sending a son or daughter to your place, what are the first steps? I was looking at your website, great website, by the way, but what would be the first steps if somebody's considering sending someone to your place?
Yeah, they can go to our website, reach us there, fill out a form. They can give us a call, shoot us an email requesting information, and then requesting a time to talk with the trainer. So then that way the trainer and the client or potential client can meet and they can really determine what's going to be the best strategy for their kid.
You mentioned trainer and you mentioned trainer that would be best for their son or their daughter. Let's take a minute, plug your staff and what do they specialize in and how are some of the great ways they have gone above and beyond to the bar raising fitness athletes to reach their goals?
Yeah, man, let me tell you, we truly have the best team out there. I owe everything to my team and would not be in this position without them. So I truly appreciate everything they do for this company and for their clients. They're super passionate about helping others. They take pride in their training. They work their butts off, long hours, time programming, communicating with clients, scheduling, cleaning the facility. And then they all continue to educate themselves to even better their craft. Our trainers definitely go above and beyond for their athletes. They're always adjusting their programs, reaching out to them on their off days, checking in on their nutrition, and even going to their sport games to show support and see how they perform in an actual game, what they need to work on in the facility. We have a few different trainers that specialize in different things based on like sports. We have some that specialize more in the fitness side of things. We have someone for everyone, and we are a growing team. We just recently added 3 more trainers this month, and I can proudly say we're all committed to the same vision. We're striving to be the best training service in the world. And let me just tell you, I love my team and wouldn't trade them for anything.
I recently saw you mention the trainers and staff going out into the community, watching their athletes play. And I saw Caden Bright had some supporters at one of his games from Bar Raising Fitness. And I just know as a teacher that when I show up to watch my students play, how excited they are to see me there. So I'm sure the athletes appreciate that as well. I'm a parent, Brandon. I'm thinking about training. Sell me on your facility. Sell me on your staff.
Yes, I mean, I can keep it short and sweet. If you're looking for your child to receive the highest level of training and coaching possible from trainers who truly care and will go the extra mile to help them achieve their goals and become a champion, not just on the field, but a champion in life, then we are the facility for you. If you think you and your kid are up for that, then let's get to work.
Brandon, lastly, before I give you an opportunity to plug anything you want to plug, I really want to thank you for your sponsorship. The past 2 seasons, the past 2 sports that we've covered. What's your favorite part of the job? I'm sure there's hundreds and thousands of things that you can reflect on, but if you had to narrow it to one, what's your favorite part of owning, operating, and also training athletes at Bar Raising Fitness?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the list could go on and on, but honestly, I love everything about what I do. I love helping athletes better themselves. I love building a business, finding new ways to grow. And I honestly wouldn't trade my life for anything. And I truly mean that. But what really gets me excited is knowing that this is just a start and we got so much more coming and so many more big plans in store and really looking forward to what's to come.
I have loved watching your business grow. I have really enjoyed hearing your story. Last thing before we hit that walk-off 3-pointer at the buzzer, any programming or camps coming up that you would like to plug before we sign on out of this podcast?
Yeah, we just recently partnered with the Dubuque County Basketball Academy and also the Dubuque Soccer Club to offer their players training. So if you're a part of any of those organizations, you can reach out to us and hop in one of the groups or receive one-on-one training. And like I said earlier, we're launching our own resistance bands. We got mini bands, big bands that will be available on our website soon. And we also, like I said, are launching our Rise apparel. This will be a workout and lifestyle gear. After seeing the quality of this, like, just as good as like Gymshark and Nike, but we're going to be charging a fraction of the price of what they do. So really looking forward to that coming here soon. And then lastly, early February, we'll be launching or announcing, I guess, our summer group programs. We'll have volleyball again, football, a middle school, high school, a bunch of different group options that people that don't want to do one-on-one training can sign up for. And like I said, we'll announce those early February for sign up.
Brandon, I saw the partnership between the Dubuque County Basketball Academy. I officiate in that league. I really love what Harris is doing. Harris has been on the show before. Talk to us, how did that come to fruition? Was that something where you guys were two friends, you were two young entrepreneurs, and you were bouncing ideas, or did he come to you, or did you come to him? How did that start out, and how's it going in the early stages so far?
Yeah, Harris is a great dude, and love what he stands for and what he's trying to do. He heard or got in contact with us through a mutual friend and just wanted to see what we could offer. And when we met, it was like two peas in a pod. We had the same vision for what we wanted Dubuque to be athletic training wise. We're kind of on the same path of how we wanted to grow. He's young, I'm young. We have high, big dreams, big goals, and truly just in line in everything we talked about. Right now, it's just middle school, boys and girls, and then a youth group. And then in March, we'll be adding in the high school teams as well. And hoping to make this a year-round thing that when they're not training or in season with their travel teams, the facility working on their craft, training with us. And like I said, we're both just trying to give as many local kids the opportunity to take their abilities to the next level. And I think with this partnership, we can do some big things for the area.
Brandon, thank you for joining me on the Dubuque Area Sports Podcast. Best of luck in all future endeavors. And I cannot wait to see how your business continues to grow from here.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, and we'll keep cheering for you, keep helping you out in any way we can. Like I said, love what you're doing, and there's so many great athletes in this area, and you being able to spotlight them is well deserved, and love listening to your show. So be rooting for you as well.
Thank you, and we will do the same for you as well. And just like that, we're out of here. Thank you for listening to another episode of Tri-States After the Buzzer, part of the Dubuque Area Sports Podcasting Network. If you have not already, give us a follow on social media, Facebook and Instagram, Dubuque Area Sports Podcast, and don't forget to leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify.